We will never really know what goes on in the conclave unless you happen to become a cardinal. But every now and then we get these little glimpses. Fox News New York had an interview with Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, where he gives us some insights into Pope Leo XIV, who he is and what was happening. Two things that were particularly astounding to me was the fact, first of all, that to them, he came out of nowhere, and that they didn't even really know that he was an American. He, in fact, did not know himself personally. Listen to what he has to say.
Wave. He's joining us live from Rome this morning. Your Eminence, how you feeling?
Rosanna and Kurt, I'm ecstatic. I'm a little tired, and I'm homesick. So it's good to be with you. Thanks for the invitation. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So what happened? He wasn't even on the short list.
I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, well, first, thanks for reporting on the beautiful mass today. It's a tradition that on the first morning after the election, to gather again at the Sistine Chapel where we made the decision, and we had a beautiful mass, and he touched our hearts. He spoke very simply. He spoke very sincerely. He spoke to us personally. He spoke briefly, so he's already continuing the good teaching of Pope Francis, who always was yelling at us priests not to preach too long. That's a, so I'm glad he's continuing that tradition. But the days before, and really, Rosanna and Kurt, actually, so now I've been here over 2 weeks, and since I got here, we cardinals have been meeting seriously every day. Now, we didn't go into conclave until Wednesday night for the lockdown, but we were still meeting every day, getting to know one another, speaking about the challenges, the difficulties, the promises, the hopes of the church. And darn it, it paid off. Because when we went in there Wednesday afternoon, I think most people had a clean, clear idea about the candidate that they wanted. And it didn't take that long, did it? If you think it, here, you got 133 cardinals from all over the world. They told me there were 23 different language groups all over the world. And yet within 24 hours, we were able to make one of the most significant decisions we'll ever be called to make. I think that's a good sign.
Well, are you friendly with Pope Leo?
I wish I could tell you that he and I were on the same baseball team when we were in grade school. But no, I have to be very, Rosanna, and I have said this, Kurt, I really didn't know him. And when I got here, you know, when you're talking to the other cardinal, I knew of him, and I knew he had a very prominent position here at the Holy See as prefect, as head of the dicastery, the department for bishops. So I never had to approach him about anything. Thank God, you usually only approach him when there's trouble going on. But I had heard excellent things about what a sensitive listener he was. After he had heard all the sides, he was able to make a pretty clear decision. He ran a good meeting. He was a good administrator. I had heard that. But when I got here in Rome, I would hear his name. And what's interesting is my brother cardinals, not from the United States, would come up to me and say, "What about Prevost?" And I said, "Well, what about him? Who is he?" Well, they said, "Don't you know him? He's an American cardinal." We really never considered him as a cardinal from the United States because he spent most of his life as a very effective missionary in Peru. Let's just say that before we went in, I'm thinking that a lot of my brother cardinals shared my esteem for him simply because he seemed to have come from nowhere. Remember when they said about...
You can go to that video yourself and hear the rest of it. Did you hear the main trait that we really should focus on? It later on, there's another one, that he listens, and he listens attentively in the sense that he is a deep thinker. So therefore, as we pray to the Holy Spirit, this is a Pope that will listen and think about what God is telling him. He will think before he speaks, and he will speak intentionally. You can already see that later on. He describes him, one of the very first traits that Cardinal Timothy Dolan says is that he is a calm pope. Notice the first words out of the mouth of Pope Leo XIV. We need to think about that. That's going to set the pace for everything. Peace. Peace. Peace comes to us from a deep life of prayer and communion with Jesus, in listening to God, not in talking, but in listening to the Father. So if we pray, God will form him and shape him. And this is a pope, I believe, that will hear and let himself be transformed and become whatever it is that the church needs right now. My friends, especially those of you that are doubting or wondering, be encouraged. There is incredible things happening right now. There is incredible potential. There's always potential for evil, but incredible potential for good. If you found this video helpful in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.